Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level three, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi.
All right, we'll cut the small talk here. SiriusXM channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. We got Rob Vino going to join us. We're going to talk NBA Finals, Major League Baseball, and we will get into the USFL with Rob Vino. Rob's a sharp guy no matter what he does, but I'm actually disappointed, actually, in the lack of USFL knowledge by a lot of our people. I'm going to call everybody out. Oh, no, I'm not. I like to, everyone always acts like it's beneath them somehow. Well, no, I have too much going on. No, you're just lazy. All right, let's bring in Rigatoni Al here, see what Al has to say. What's up, Rigatoni Al?
Hey, Gabe, how's it going tonight?
I'm doing all right, Al. I've had better weeks, but it is what it is. What do you got for us, Al?
I'm gonna mix in on Rafa to win, and I was looking at Rafa to win and Golden State to win the series is +191.
Oh, that's interesting.
If you want to go the other way, and you want to take the Celtics, that's -118.
That's an interesting. You know what? You're showing some patience here. Why not just bet Rafa with the game two on Sunday then?
Oh, I thought that mixed in there, too, of course.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm looking here. For me, I'm really surprised that Rafael Nadal is this big of a favorite. I really am. And when you consider, like, how good Rude is on clay.
In the clay game.
Yeah. Like, he's the best guy on clay besides Nadal. But, you know, the thing is, he went to Nadal's
he
camp and all this.
Three times at Roland Garros. Three times. 110-3.
You want to play here?
3 now.
Remember last time you called and I told you, I said, you want to win the UFC and what I told you won. So I'm going to tell you now again, Al. take the over 33.5. It's too low.
Okay.
It's going over 33.5. Casper Ruud and Rafael Nadal.
I thought him and Joker would go five sets, and then boom, I think Joker's up like 5-2 in the fourth set, and then boom, Nadal just turned it on and he smoked him.
Yeah, Nadal got the free pass today, but I'm glad he did because I won my parlay. But yeah, I'm going to go over to 33.5. No, I like your patience there, looking at the plus money. So I'm just looking here. So Nadal to win, and he probably does win. I think he does win because I think, you know what, I think he's mentally tougher. That's the thing with Rude. Like, he's there. Put it this way. As soon as Nadal is gone, Rigatoni Al, I'm going to hammer Casper Ruud to win the French Open next year or 2 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as Nadal is out of the way.
Good.
Yeah, Joker's getting up there, et cetera. Hey, let's give credit to Cam. Cam Stewart got Casper Ruud before the tournament started at 30-1 to win. I don't know why he did this or how he did it. Cam's girlfriend's a good, weird, random tennis bettor, too. We should get her on the show, but She's not shy in real life, but she is for TV. Thanks, Al.
No problem. Have a good night, Gabe.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. All right, we just squeezed a phone call in. We enjoyed talking to Al. It would have went a little bit longer. Blame Matthias, as always. He was on hold earlier. I said to people, I said, if you're going to call in, that was the segment to call. But we'll start taking more calls, especially with the NFL football season coming up. I just hate people's phone connections and all this, but Al sounded good. We like Rigatoni Al. He's a loyal listener, good guy. So good to get Rigatoni Al on. So, yeah, we'll get back to the we got a lot of stuff. Listen, we got Rob Vino from RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com joining us in a couple moments. Rob Vino, a real sharp guy, Rob. Always been a fan of Rob. Me and Rob go way back, probably about 15 years or so. You know the thing with Rob is, though, even though we've all been part of the same circles, it's a gaming community, right? I lived in Vegas, and, I've been around. Before it was the old covers.com in the old days, right? What was the show called? Game On. That was quite the show. I gotta tell you, like, people were spoiled. That's why all these people now with this new gambling stuff. It's like, dude, we were doing this in 2004 with Dave Malinsky, Teddy Covers, Mark Lawrence, Steve Merrill, Cam Stewart, and myself out of Vegas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, all right. Right, you know what I mean? Like, if you guess so, if you're talking about, I love all these people too, know the in-game Betcat, in-game live, and all this, like, all these, like, live in-game stuff. You know, one of the first people to do that was me. Literally and favorably, me. And like literally like 18 years ago. And I didn't even want to do it. They told me to go on head to head with the hockey game. And I was like, you're nuts. I said, why the hell would I go on head to head against the Montreal Canadian hockey game? I said, that's like going head to head against Alabama football on a local Tuscaloosa radio station. Turned out I was wrong. You know what? I'll give that guy credit.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'll give the GM credit for being a visionary. Yeah, so Rob Vino's going to step up, and then we'll get into we're going to get into some USFL NBA Finals with Rob. I like to get as many different perspectives as we can. San Diego gets it done this evening. Manny Machado, fire. Absolute fire. That's the biggest regret bet that we did not make this year so far is Manny Machado for MVP when it was plus 650 when we talked about it with Jason B. Tackerfin. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Friday Night Freak Show continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're bringing it down on SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, the loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing. Let's bring in Rob Vino. RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com. A lot of stuff I want to get to. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Glad to be here, Gabe.
Let's start off in your backyard in Philadelphia. Joe Girardi has been let go as manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. I guess it was sort of the worst-kept secret in Major League Baseball that he was on the hot seat, but were you surprised that they pulled the trigger and actually did it this early in the season?
Yeah,
something had to give, Gabe. I didn't think it would be Girardi. I mean, the fault lies in a million places, right, where Philadelphia is concerned. You know, and it's been that way for some time because Gabe Kapler couldn't win here, yet he can win in San Francisco, right? So something's been up here with the construction of the roster, the play on the field, the philosophy overall. But I guess, as always, you know, the guy that leads the clubhouse or the sidelines or the locker room, whatever, he's the first one to go. So Joe Girardi takes the axe here, and, you know, Philly has themselves a new manager.
And that's the way it is. You can't trade 25 guys. But as you brought up, and listen, Kapler made some mistakes early, but so does everybody. Kapler has won with less, you could argue, with less talent, right, on paper. Less talent in San Francisco. And now Joe Girardi. And my initial impression was I sort of get it. They had lost 12 of 17 games, a lot of close games, and there was frustration with the ownership group. I understand all of that. But sort of similar situation in college football with somebody old school powers when they fire a coach. It's like, you know, sort of like Lloyd Carr in Michigan. You know, like, who are you hiring? Right? It's like one of those type of deals. And if you look, like, you brought up Gabe Kapler, and now Joe Girardi's another, you know, qualified good manager. And I can't help but think about the similarities between the basketball team in the city of brotherly love, in which all I ever heard from Philadelphia 76er fan over the years was Brett Brown was the one holding the Sixers back, Rob. Right? Brett Brown was just an inferior coach that would always get out-coached, and then it was so great when they got Doc Rivers, and now they blame Doc Rivers. Now, Doc Rivers is on that hot seat there. Seems to be a Philly thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the buildup, right, Gabe? It's the buildup of mediocrity to below mediocrity, and then you think you have the players, and then you get the manager, and you...
It's the overhyping like things, isn't it? If things get fired up, sort of like when Harden showed up. Everybody was all happy. They weren't so happy in the playoffs.
There's no doubt. And you're in a city where the fan base and the media is insanely on top of everything. So it's not like playing in a place like Sacramento where they're somewhat more forgiving. And when they expect immediate results, Joe Girardi's got to come in and give immediate results. James Harden has to come in and give immediate results. Doc Rivers, immediate results. And when it doesn't happen, you see, they ride you day in and day out, minute by minute here in Philadelphia, like they do in New York, like they do in Boston, these cities that are so-called super passionate. And, you know, Girardi paid the price here. I don't know what the real answer is. I mean, I think the front office has as much to do with this as anything. They put the personnel together. They write the checks. The ownership writes the checks, right? So awful lot of money for not a lot of results. A bullpen that's been lousy for 4 or 5 years remains lousy. Just, it seems like the same problems exist, Gabe, and I think that's where the frustration lies with the fan base and with the media.
Rob Vino joining us. I am Gabriel Morenci, RobVinoSports.com. We're kicking it on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159, a Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. So it worked tonight. Again, there's sort of that thing, right? Whether a manager, whether a coach, etc., and I take football out of the equation, but baseball, basketball, hockey, you know, sports in which they generally play every day, every 2 days, 3 days, etc., you know, whenever the manager gets fired, it's amazing how they win the next game. Whether it was justifiable, and I always thought, well, if they didn't like the manager or the coach, et cetera, and he gets fired, then they're going to step up in the room and they're going to say, well, you know what? And now it's really on us because we just got this guy fired. We wanted him out, and we did our job. Or then there's the other side of it in which they're like, wow, we liked our manager, and he just got fired, and these owners are really upset, and they might start trading us, and this is going to get real for me right now if things don't change. But whatever it is, to me, though, I just had a hard time trusting the Phillies coming into tonight. Did you take the leap of faith?
You know, I know a couple of guys who did, Gabe, and I was searching. I asked, of course, in this business, we both know guys with large databases, and I inquired. I said, can you give me something on this baseball new manager day of?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
there anything statistical that'll lead me to the Phillies tonight? And
I got to believe Ralph Michaels has something. No, you pass one, you slip one past Ralph? That surprises me.
I slipped it past Ralph. I was on a show with him this afternoon, and I asked him direct on the show, do you have anything? He said, Rob, my database has football head coaches, basketball head coaches. It doesn't have baseball managers. But I know some guys who played it, like you say, the leap of faith. The team that fired the manager will be inspired this evening. You know, Zach Eflin was not a great pitcher heading into tonight, and yet, well, let's face it, they faced the team on an 8-game losing streak, too, so they caught the Angels at a vulnerable time. But it did pan out tonight. I don't have any raw numbers to back it up, so I didn't play it. But it did work to the tune of 10-0.
You know, I wanted to play it, but as you stated, the fact that the Halos had lost as many games in a row sort of was another thing that, yeah, it was just a weird curveball in this thing. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, you know, they're actually better than the Phillies, and they have to win one of these nights. But, man, like, you know, it's just what a disaster this last week has been for the Angels. So the question is, let me throw this to you, does it continue? Does Philadelphia, you know, baseball is the streakiest of all sports, as we know, but does this continue through the week? For the Philadelphia Phillies now that they've made the change?
Now, it's funny. The old adage in baseball is you're only as good as the next day's starting pitcher, right? And so for the Phils, as I look here real quick for us, Gabe, tomorrow's starter is going to be Zach Wheeler, who's been tremendous as of late against Michael Lorenzen for the Angels, who has been very good in his own right. But, you know, if you're going based on starting pitching, you would, you know, logic would lead you towards Zach Wheeler, depending on price. I don't see a price up there.
Yeah, I know you got threw off me, too. I was scrolling because I'm like, where the hell is the line for this? I see the game, but where's the line?
So we have nothing to bet into right here, and the line determines whether or not we do or don't. But, yeah, Zach Wheeler is a guy who could follow this if he takes that shutout tonight from Eflin as his lead. He can certainly follow that up. And with the Angels being on the skids, baseball being the streakiest of all sports, I know guys, plenty of guys in this industry that will just continue to bet a streak until it ends. Rightfully so. You know, the old saying, you can only lose once, but you can continue to pile up wins along the way. And if you've been baiting the Angels the past nine, you're 9-0. So to fade them again tomorrow wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it's one of those deals, if you've been riding it or not. But as somebody that's lived in Vegas like you, I've been around long enough, and it's one of the things that I'm not very smart, but this is one thing I figured out. But if I'm standing there at the roulette wheel and it's come up red seven times in a row, I'm not going to bet black. Like, you know what I'm saying? We keep on hitting red. Like you said, I'll keep riding something. And that's the, you know, you ride it until it drops. And then let a new streak begin. Speaking of dropping, I dropped the USFL bet tonight. I went 1-1 tonight in the game. You want to talk about a leap of faith. I took the Pittsburgh Maulers. That's a leap of faith, Rob. But, man, they were getting 10 points, lose by 11. I did get the split because I bet the over of the game.
Yeah, and you almost got there, right? I mean, they had a pass broken up in the end zone late in the fourth. Maybe Pittsburgh could have gotten there if they scored, or probably would have gotten there if they scored. They got a huge, like, 61-yard field. Well, I know because I was on the other end of your total. I had under tonight, thinking that with the new quarterback, Roland Rivers. I watched him play that last series last week and thought, oh, my God, Pittsburgh's in real trouble. Kirby.
It was sailing over, and then it stalled, Rob, right? You thought, oh, maybe there was one of those maybe there's a chance type of deals. It stalled at 39. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
They got my hopes up, and then they crushed them, right? And they did that the first time around. When they played the first time, it was high scoring, and then it did just totally stall and turn into an under. But another, you know, good game by New Jersey. These playoffs are going to be something when they do come around, Gabe.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the Hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Because they're going to get the four best teams in there. If New Orleans possibly could beat Birmingham this weekend, you're going to get New Orleans, Birmingham one side, and you're going to get Jersey, and still a question whether it'll be Philadelphia and Tampa, but those top three are
I'm thinking Philly. I will get to the Philly game on the other side, and of course we'll get into the NBA Finals with Rob Vino as well. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Rob Vino, wagertalk.com, robvinosports.com. Follow him on Twitter at robvinosports. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. Let's do this thing. So, Rob, I want to get to the NBA Finals, but as far as the USFL is concerned, the quality of play is picking up, the caliber of teams. There's, you know, teams are starting to separate themselves from each other, and we've got a fun weekend of football in the USFL, and the playoffs are around the corner right now. Birmingham remain undefeated, but they should get their toughest test this weekend. So let's get into the USFL right now before we step onto the hardwood. And you know, I tell you what, they've been winning games, but they're not blowing teams out. They're laying 3 points against the New Orleans Breakers, over under 44.5. And we see, Rob, the odds makers have finally adjusted. They didn't tonight. They didn't tonight with that lower number. But, man, we've got a 47.5 on the board this week in that Philly-Michigan game even. So let's start off with the Breakers and the Stallions. Are the Stallions going to run the table and go undefeated? What's your take on this one?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right, Gabe? Because in NFL football, once you've clinched the playoff spot, if everything's in place for you, you would say it's time to shut it down. In the USFL, of course, there's no added incentive to become the number one team in your division because there's no home field. These playoffs are all played in Canton, Ohio, which is really going to negate some of the Birmingham stuff. Maybe you and I hit on this last week, but I've done a USFL show for Wager Talk.
It's a great point. The championship game. Yeah, championship games in Canton.
And when you watch these games during the regular season, you know, there's noise from the crowd when Birmingham plays. And when you watch a game like tonight, Pittsburgh and New Jersey, there's nobody there. There's crickets. So Birmingham has ridden a home field advantage without question to this undefeated record. Like you say, they haven't exactly destroyed everybody, but the home crowd has helped. They've come through at clutch times. I think that Skip Holtz has done a real good job with second half adjustments. Remember last week we talked about how good Houston has been in the first half of games. If you just go through it, Gabe, and look at how Birmingham has done in the second half,
yep,
they're the same thing. They're 7-0.
Come back.
Yep. Against the spread, second half, so it's been good for them. This is a rematch. Listen, New Orleans needs it, right? New Orleans clinches their berth into the playoffs here if they win. Birmingham not necessarily, you know, needing to win, but I don't think he shut it down with 3 weeks left to play in the season. And there is that school of thought that says maybe Birmingham doesn't want New Orleans around in the playoffs. And so they go all out to beat this team and make it harder on them. First time they played, New Orleans did outgain Birmingham by about 3 yards, even though they lost. But they lost the turnover battle, and turnovers cost them dearly in that game. So we'll see if Kyle Sloter and company can come through this time for the Breakers. I would think if I had to play it, and I haven't yet, I would be on the New Orleans side in this game. I just think that the incentive here to win, and as close as they were the first time, probably gets them over the hump here. But that home field advantage, it's something, you know, of course, it's not the big house in Michigan and it's not Knoxville, Tennessee, but you get what I'm saying. It's been a difference maker in USFL football.
Rob Vino kicking it with us. And just for people that are aware, they're playing all the games in Birmingham, Alabama. And people can go to any of the games, but they're only going to the Birmingham games. Like, the only other people at the other games are scouts and girlfriends. Like, you know what I mean? It's a couple of scouts and, like, a couple of dudes and, you know, hanger agents, hangers-ons. You know, I was just thinking off the top of my head, actually, Fedora and Holtz, have they coached against each other in college? Like, did they cross paths? Like, thinking so Southern Miss, East Carolina, like, you know, just an interesting call. And they're both doing a great job. Both doing a very, very good job with these programs.
And it's a good question because Holtz is Louisiana Tech as well. So Southern Miss, Louisiana Tech, you would think have crossed paths, both being west.
Because that's why I was sort of hesitating because of the damn conference changes all the time, Rob. You know the trail. I'm like thinking what conference where they were at the time. They had to have coached against each other. But I just, it feels like a college football matchup. Yeah, we got Coach Fedora versus Coach Skip Holtz. Okay, I really do want to get to the NBA Finals, but I like Philadelphia here laying a 5.5 against Michigan. Total is 47.5. I don't know if
it's a little high. And you brought it up last week, and it's amazing. History repeated itself again. Guys, the Houston Gamblers. Houston Gamblers are 7-0 in the first half and 0-7 in the second half. They have the lead all the time. They did it again last week, and then they lost the game again. Again and again and again.
Yeah. 22 fourth quarter points they gave up to blow that one last week. But that's why, you know, last week I played him first half. You can only trust him first half. I don't even know if you can trust him now that they're eliminated from the playoffs. You probably could still ride that streak. But yeah, they've been great first half team. They've got four defensive touchdowns, Gabe. They scored another defensive touchdown in the first half last week. It's been part of their recipe to covering first halves is getting a defensive touchdown to go along with a bit of offense. So, we'll see. Tampa hasn't been any great shakes, but they're due with the roster that they have to play decent at some point in time.
So, Rob, let's get into the NBA Finals. There's a lot of ways of looking at it, but let's just start off. Number one, man, the Boston Celtics are road warriors. Listen, they always say that a series doesn't start until somebody loses at home. Well, this series has started, and Boston has shown the ability, man, just time and time and time and again right now. Now 8-2 straight up, 9-1 against the spread on the road, on the highway. Yet this is a must-win situation for Golden State. I don't know, like, it's just, you know, you can make the argument that, hey, look, Boston didn't even play that well. Jason Tatum was 3-for-17, scored 12 points. They gave up 19 three-pointers, and they still won by double digits. And then you could argue the other equation and the other side of the coin that, yeah, I doubt Al Horford's going 6-for-8 from three and hitting six in a row, and is Derek White hitting 5 three-pointers? Like, are they getting 33 points from those two guys just from threes alone again? Probably not, right? So, interesting. Game two, what's your take?
Yeah, and you're right, Gabe. Again, an old adage in playoff basketball is role players on the road generally don't show up. Boston had theirs show up because, like you mentioned, their star, Jason Tatum, or one of them, didn't play well whatsoever. But they got the stuff from Horford. Horford had a 30-point game against Milwaukee, I think, in that series. So it's not like it hasn't happened before, but it happens once every blue moon, so to speak. Last night was the night it happened for him. Derek White, major contributor. He's been that way through this playoff run for Boston. The second game, though, I do have one play in already, one that I've made. And I played Golden State first quarter. And a lot of this stuff is situational, right? Stuff we hear all the time in a situation like this. Golden State can't go down 0-2 at home. There's a sense of urgency. Celtics might be happy with a split on the road. Golden State might be looking to redeem what happened to them in the fourth quarter right out of the gate here in game number two. I think that stuff, as elementary as it is all applicable in this case. But here's what I came across, buddy. The last couple series that Boston has played, Miami and Milwaukee, they've won 8 games, obviously, right? You got to win 4 to win a series. But 2 of the wins were game 7s, and there's no follow-up game 8. So I take those out. The other 6 wins that they've had, the very next game in the first quarter, they're 0-6. They've lost those first quarters by anywhere from 2 to 21 points. Here, Golden State's only laying 1.5. Golden State, prior to last night, had 4 losses, and following those losses, they're 3-1 winners in the very next first quarter of the very next game, the following game, and they've won all of those by 4 or more. So there's some trends developing here where first quarters are concerned, and Boston's been that kind of seesaw team throughout the playoffs. Great,
yep.
Not so great, great, not so great. So
that's how they ended up playing 14 games in the last two series, right, Rob? Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like -1.5 with Golden State as the first bet I've made here in this particular series. If you're strong on Golden State, if you came in with the opinion that Golden State's going to win this series, and even after losing game one, you're still adamant they're going to win this series, you can get some great prices, Gabe, on Golden State to win in 6 or Golden State to win in 7. 6 would be in Boston, 7 would be at home. But I saw today Golden State in 6 plus 750, Golden State in 7 plus 340. So if you still think they're going to win the series, and certainly if you don't think what happened last night, Boston winning in the Bay Area, can't happen in reverse fashion, Golden State going east and winning, then I think you're a little bit crazy, because I think Golden State could certainly go east and win. This looks to me to shape up to be a long, long series. And if you love Golden State and you're adamant about them, I'd go ahead and try and get one of those Golden State in 6 or Golden State in 7 right now.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I know it was something that, like, Golden State coming into the series, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, man, it's one of these weird deals where Golden State's in trouble that they have four home games in this series. It's this weird deal with Boston. Boston's better on the road. And I don't know what it is. Yeah. They feel the pressure, the banners, the fans, you know, the aura of what it is. You and I were talking about expectations earlier, East Coast expectations with some of these franchises, but they're looser on the road. They've had more collapses at home. They're tenser at home. There's no disputing it. Great information as far as the first quarter is concerned. Rob Vino. So sports.com with us. So Rob, we got about a minute left here. What about the total? It sort of sailed over, getting to the 228. I mean, there were 43-point shots made, 21 and 19. Boston made 21. Golden State made 19. That seems to be a little high. They were both killing it. So what's your take on this total right now? What's your initial impression right now, 48 hours away?
Yeah, I had the over large last night just because I thought 211 was a bad number. I got it early. It did go up to 214. It still cruised over. But you're right. I don't think we're going to get 43s right back. I thought originally that the game one opener should have been in this vicinity, 215.5, 216. So I think the oddsmaker has it right here. It makes me a little hesitant to go one way or the other. But I will say this, Gabe. I think the pace of this series, if you're Golden State, has to be up-tempo. I don't think you want to come down and set up against Boston's half-court offense. So I think we'll continue to see pace. If we see shot making, 215.5 is still a little bit too low. So depending upon how well Golden State plays defense in game two, and your guess is as good as mine, I think that's the way you would play the total, either over or under. I haven't made a move on it yet, but I did like it in game one and got there.
Rob, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me.
There's Rob Vino, RobVinoSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Vino. You'll find him easily. WagerTalk.com. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. I just heard a promo, so not everybody heard it because it was a promo on some of our stations and whatnot and everything else in between, and it was Ben Stevens talking about Tua. And I'm not attacking Ben Stevens on this personally or anything like that, but I hear a lot of people talking about this, about Tua this and Tua that and Tua. It's funny because I had a guy that played in the NFL for a long time, Darius Butler, who's actually a defensive back on the show. On the TV show a couple of nights ago, and I asked him about Tua, and he said, Tua's fine, man. He said their offensive line has sucked. He's got a bunch of weapons now. Right? Like, so this whole, but I just heard Ben's take, and like I said, it's not a personal attack on Ben Stevens. Everyone else in the media has the same crap. And Like, I just heard him, oh, Tua, like, I hear this, Tua has to get it done. Tua has to do this. Yeah, everyone has to get it done. Who doesn't have to get it done? Josh Allen has to get it done. All right? You know, Tua and Josh Allen have won the same amount of road playoff games in their career. None. Right? Like, I love, like, people anoint this. Like, man, Tua's 13-8 as a starter, all right? Mike Flores sucked as a head coach. Everyone, Mike, oh, Tua this, Tua that. Hey, listen, how about Tua? And, you know, you want to talk facts or you want to go low-hanging fruit? You want to talk facts? The Miami Dolphins had the worst goddamn offensive line in the National Football League last year. Literally and figuratively, the worst offensive line in the league. All right? Literally. I know he had a ton of weapons. I know, because Devontae Parker's a 10-time Pro Bowl wide receiver. Right? And he's always healthy. He's always out there every week. Hey, man, the Dolphin ground attack. He had all those running backs to hand the ball off to. Oh, yeah, that's right. Miles Gaskin was their running back. All the stuff about Tua has to do this and Tua. Yeah, people act like Tua's been running like with Jerry Rice and John Taylor, and he's been letting the world down. Kid's been in the league 2 years. My only concern with Tua is not his ability and all this deep pass crap stuff. Whatever, bro. How many bombs are hitting the NFL anyways? None. You don't have time to throw it that deep. You hit, you know what I mean? You hit a couple of shots, all this, whatever. Oh, he doesn't throw it that deep. And like, dude, it's not a, you're not playing Madden, son. It's about winning football games. Kid's a winner. All right? The kid's a winner. Listen, I'm a Bills fan, so it's not like I'm all happy that the Dolphins are all great now. But my only concern with Tua is if he can stay healthy. It's my only concern. All this crap. Like I said, I speak to NFL players, so I don't care what people say this and dumbasses on the Twitter and chat rooms and oh, everyone knows this and that. Yeah, whatever, bro. You're on welfare, okay? So, you know, if you knew so much, maybe you'd be more successful in your own life. So, everybody knows everything about everything. I know. Tua sucks. Tua this, Tua that. People act like this kid, he's the worst quarterback in the history of the league. Yeah, I guess he's the worst quarterback that's 13 today as a starter in the history of the league with no talent around him and a coach that hated him. And a coach that, like, a lot of people, Mike Flores. Hey, Mike Flores might be right about a lot of stuff. Right? Mike Flores, whatever. People think Mike Flores is a great coach because he won 6 games with a bad team. All right? He had a good team. He also lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars of London. All right? Guy was the most conservative, bland, crap-ass play caller, bro. And I know he didn't call plays, but he ran the operation. Hey, listen, Mateus, you're a Hawaiian. You have Hawaiian in your background, so you should be happy I'm standing out for Tua like this. But I'm dead serious. I just heard the problem. Like I said, it's not a Ben Simmons, but let's talk about Tua. Dude, he didn't have weapons. He had the worst offensive line in the league, and he had a coach who not only didn't he not get along with, a coach who the GM and the coach did not talk for an entire year, and the owner hated. Like, it was a real, I don't know if you saw the comments, and I don't know about this. I don't know. He shouldn't have done this. It was sort of like Patrick Beverly, Matthias, when Beverly said, man, Paul George told me the same thing, right? But I don't know if you saw the quotes about Albert Wilson, the wide receiver. And he said, Wilson's been in the league like 8 years, 9 years. And I guess he said that playing for Mike Flores was like the worst, like, and the most weirdest thing ever. He said, like, basically the word was that people had never been on a team before where the coach just, like, was such a jerk to everybody, right? Like, not even, like, Belichick's not a jerk. He might be intense, but he's not a jerk. Like, Flores is just, like, a flat-out jerk to everybody and thought that he was some genius. Another one of these Belichick flunkies, right? And then Flores suing everybody after the fact. And you guys know me. I'm pretty politically, people think I'm too politically correct. But I told you at the time, this is garbage, his lawsuit. Like, you know what I mean? Bro, like, people in the room said, they all said, man, that he used to like yell at Tua and all this stuff. Like, dude, you can yell at the star quarterback, all right? Like, he's a kid. And basically, if you remember last year, Tua finally stood up and told him to shut the F up to his face in front of everybody. He said, if you ever don't talk to me like that ever again. And he said, like, you got up. There's a difference between coaching. Flores will never be a head coach again. It's not because of his race, all right? The guy, like, he's one of these smartest guy in the room dudes has never really done it before. You can be the smartest guy in the room. Like, I don't care if you were with Belichick, all right? Good for you. Good for you. All right? I played with the band Death, all right? Chuck is one of the biggest icons in the history of heavy metal. Because I played with him, it doesn't mean I am him. And you know, the same thing in UFC all the time. Well, he trains with. Yeah, good for you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people train with George St. Pierre. It doesn't mean you're George St. Pierre. God, I'm getting all fired up here. But Tua will be just fine. Matthias, are you I'm assuming you're a pro Tua guy. You love Marcus Mariota, so you better love Tua. What's your take on Tua?
I like Tua, and I think he's going to have a great year, Gabe, to tell you the truth.
Tua's
like
better than Marcus is.
He is. He's a better thrower of the football than Marcus is. That's the truth.
He is a better – exactly. He's got, and I like Marcus, too.
Sometimes he throws the ball where he doesn't need to, and he tries to force it in, and he's done that since high school. But at the end of the day, the guy is very
– He's
talented.
A kid in the NFL. You know exactly. That Peyton Manning led the NFL in interceptions, right, as a rookie? So did Eli. They have a combined 4 Super Bowls.
One of the greatest things I think you said was his best wide receiver was Devontae Parker for many years, and look what he did.
Yeah, who's always hurt.
Exactly, when he was healthy.
What do you mean for many years, bro? He's a kid. He's been in the league 2 years, and he had a bum hip in his first year.
No, I'm talking about Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker.
No, I know, but I'm saying, I know, for years. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, like.
Look what Jalen Waddle did with Tua Tagovailoa last season. Like.
Exactly.
Waddle had a great year, and he was throwing.
And what do you think it's gonna be like now that you add Raheem Mostert and Tyreek Hill?
only gonna get better.
Yeah, like you're not gonna be able to cover everybody. And the whole thing is too, I saw Dan Orlovsky said the same thing, and I guess Dan Orlovsky doesn't know what he's talking about because he was only a quarterback in the NFL. And Dan said the same thing. Said all this stuff about Tua. You know that Patrick Mahomes had like the same average of like Tua as like throwing like short passes, Matthias? It's all about the talent you have around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's how you're successful in the NFL with quick hits. That's why he's good, Tua. Like, I don't care. Like I said, I love Josh Allen to death, dude. I'm a diehard Bills fan. I got an off-ground helmet from behind him. I don't care. Oh, you're Josh Allen's arm compared to Tua. You're good. Dude, Josh Allen can't even throw the ball in the wind in Buffalo. He's a bad cold weather quarterback. I say this as a Bills fan. Facts. He's a bad weather quarterback. He throws it too hard. It sails. He doesn't know where the hell is it going. He can't control it. You know what I mean? He doesn't know. He doesn't have a touch. He needs to get a touch. Go get a little bit of a touch. I love Josh Allen. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year. And I didn't say that last year, and I haven't said that in years. But I'll tell you this right now. This is it for the Bills. If you guys recall last year when they lost to the Chiefs, I wasn't even that upset. I wasn't even surprised, actually. It's like, you know, whatever, dude. In life, I've had a lot of, like, disappointments and heartbreak in life, sports and otherwise. So nothing surprises me. And I mean, you guys remember, I was on the air at the time when that happened. And there was 13 seconds left, and everyone was saying, oh, it's great. And I said, this game's not over. I've seen it all, right? I've been a Bills fan my entire life, so I've seen the entire, like, all this. And I didn't believe they were ready last year. I thought that, nah, you guys are not ready. You think you're ready. It's fake, right? You're phony. And I was right. They were frauds. See, I'm hard on even people I love, but they're frauds. Last year, people, like, hype these guys up. The Bills is, Bills that. Even now, they're Super Bowl favorites. They shouldn't be favorites. They shouldn't be favorites, but they are favorites. But I'll tell you what, this is the year. I have time to change my pick, but I'm telling you right now, Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And I don't even say this because I think the Bucs are some juggernaut or anything, but generally, listen, the NFC sucks. And I don't know. I have a vision, it's real, that it's going to be Tom Brady The Bills are going to need, the Bills are going to make the Super Bowl, and they're going to have to beat their daddy. They're going to have to beat Tom Brady, who's 32-3 against them. I think that, I'm telling you right now, and we'll be there. Matthias, who are you taking in Sunday night? What do you think of the NBA Finals now? You done with Golden State? You think the series over?
Nope.
You like Golden State like me before? You holding strong with the Warriors?
I'm holding strong. I told you they were going to split. And then both ways, they're going to split in Boston. They're going to split in Golden State.
I agree with that.
Into that series. I think they're going to punch back real good. And you know what? Everybody's dogging on Jordan Poole right now. I think Jordan Poole has a pretty good game and shoots the ball pretty well. He didn't get off to a good start. And like you know, when Jordan starts missing jump shots, it doesn't really go well for him.
I think you're right. I like your, as a Michigan fan, both me and Matthias are Michigan guys, I like your loyalty here, but I think he does play better. But hey, how about my boy Pete in Annapolis the other night, Matthias? Remember, he went out, and Pete's not like a hot, like, you know, Pete's not Stephen A. He ain't coming out like burning, you know what I mean, on people. He's more of a coach type guy. What did he say? All you people who think Draymond's the X Factor, Draymond's, he said Draymond's done, and he went off. Draymond, like, was, like, right? And what did he say? And he said, Gabriel Morenci, I'll tell you right now, I'm worried about Jordan Poole. He said, I don't know if Jordan Poole's going to handle the moment of the NBA Finals. Boom. Pete was on fire. Pete predicted Celtics in six, right? But I'm with you. I think Jordan will be better. And another thing, Matthias, is too, people are sort of acting like the Warriors sucked all night or something. Oh, the Warriors suck. Dude, they were leading all night, Matthias. They were in control all night. They allowed a 17-0 run. I don't know. Kerr should have called more timeouts, I tell you that, but it is what it is. I think the Warriors bounce back. We're going over the number. I don't think it sails over the number, but I think it creeps. I think it creeps over the number. Wiggins over 16.5 points. Wiggins over 1.5 3-point shots made. Draymond over 8.5 rebounds. Tatum over.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
5.5 assists. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class. It's the first time I thought about this week where my own lyrics I don't like. Like, but that's another story. That's another, like, I actually thought about it earlier. Wait, but just, I'm like, I was telling you, don't play that, man. I don't like this song. And then I realized it's like my song. I'm like, God, like, but that's another story. Yeah, it's been a tough week. We've gotten through it. I share everything. I share pretty much everything. You know, I'm very, very open about everything in my life. But some things are very personal and close. But, you know, we lost someone close to us this week. And some people are like, oh, was it his aunt? And I know I didn't say it, but I don't really want to get into it too much. Put it this way. Like, it was someone I love very dearly. And I talk about everything. I'll tell you how much I bet a unit. I'll tell you, hey, Morenci, you know. And shout out to our guy Redman here in San Diego, who said he just found us a couple of weeks ago on the Mightier 1090, and awesome stuff to Jim Rome. That was great stuff with Kaplan today. Awesome stuff. I'm a big Jim Rome guy, so I'm just stoked to be on the same even network as Jim. And I know that Jim's like, Jim's a mega, man, he's the best, and he's excited to be back. So awesome stuff. So shout out to our boy here in San Diego. I know there's a lot of you out there in SoCal. We try to spread it out, man. I told him in the chat here, yeah, we're going to try to talk more, San Diego baseball. I am a Dodger fan. But we do a lot of Aztec stuff. You know, we're talking about the San Diego Seals last week. Unfortunately, Colorado won. So the Buffalo Bandits. Remember I told you guys, though, take the Buffalo Bandits to win the championship in the National Lacrosse League. -150. They're currently -200. Matias, we got 30 seconds, so don't ramble. You got 5 or 10 seconds. What are your tennis picks?
Oh, Gabe, let's do this, man. We're going with Nadal to win the first set, Rude to win the second set, and we're taking the over 33.5.
Yeah, that 30. I like where you're going. First set, second. Ooh, I like the bull picks. Good stuff. All right, you can follow Matias. Matias M. Berber. What's your Twitter account for people? You're going to post picks through the weekend?
At Hipper Bell.
Yeah, I love that over 33.5. I gave it early. I'm going to go over 33.5. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. I have a video posted. I love the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow night, too. The Oilers will beat the Avalanche. Other than that, you're on your own.
Video Network.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.